We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Erin Scoble. Now, she's a teacher at St. Francis Elementary out in Richmond. So welcome, Erin.
Hi.
Now, Hooked on School Days, a very exciting project for the Eastern Township School Board. And what activities have you planned?
Well, we have a week full of activities. On Monday, we started off our week with an assembly from Gordy Productions, and they talked about 1,000 paper cranes, and it was about persevering towards making those 1,000 cranes. And then yesterday, to celebrate Valentine's Day, we had some hot chocolate being served, and we wore red. Today is Wacky Hair Day. Everybody's come to school very crazy. And then tomorrow, in case our hair hasn't survived, we have Hat Day. And then on Friday afternoon, we have a whole bunch of activities for the kids related to perseverance and how it's important to try things out and keep trying until you can get it. So that's the week.
That's really important to just keep trying things.
That's it.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of fun. So the Hooked on School project, that's been going for a few years now in the month of February, I guess.
Yes.
And I guess you get a lot of enthusiasm from the students too. Sounds like a lot of fun projects.
Oh, definitely. They have a lot of fun. They enjoy coming in to see the different hair and that. And last year we ended up having carnival days outside, so it was a whole bunch of activities where they had to persevere towards getting to a common goal and reaching the end. So that's kind of what our Friday afternoon is going to be like this year.
Okay, how many years have you been teaching at St. Francis Elementary?
This is my third year.
Your third year, okay. Definitely a great profession being a teacher.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it must be. Now, do you see more enthusiasm as far as their work goes after the Hooked on School project?
Definitely. We see them just realize that even though times are tough, they can do it. They just have to keep trying. And then on Tuesday, we had an assembly that we talked about how people that maybe weren't able to do it right away, but they've persevered and they've been able to accomplish things that otherwise they might not have been able to do. And it was brought up that let's say it takes 1,000 times to learn to juggle, and if you gave up after the 999th time, then what have you missed out on doing?
Really so important. And how about the parents, too? Do they become more enthusiastic from Hooked on School projects?
I think so. On Tuesday, we had some of the parents come in, and they ended up serving hot chocolate to the students to keep them all warm and that outside at recess time. So we try and get the parents to come in and get involved that way.
I think that's great. Parents are more involved than they used to be in their children's education. That's wonderful. So you're getting some volunteers from the parents, too, and
yeah.
That's great. Good. Any advice to any of the parents or the students out there?
That even though things are difficult, sometimes if keep trying, and the kids were working on that, too, to just keep trying, and they will get it. It's just sometimes it takes a little while, but everybody can, and everybody will.
Good. Now, do you have a different theme every year for the Hooked on School? It seems to be keep trying on an activity.
Well, the Hooked on School Days is all about perseverance and persevere towards a common goal. So whether it's persevere in school or if it's persevere to reach what you would like to become in the future. So our activities are all based upon persevering and trying things out, because every once in a while it's important just to be reminded that even though times are tough, you can do it.
Right, because it's so easy to get discouraged, especially with some of the different subjects for math, different things like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Great, good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Erin?
No, just that it's important to keep trying and everybody will succeed.
Well, thanks very much, and an excellent message.
Well, thank you.
All the best. Bye.
Bye.
The Hooked on School, such an important project, and I just wanted to mention that during the Hooked on School Days, all the teachers are wearing perseverance ribbons, green and white. Now, the green signifies the youth, the white signifies the community, so it's the students and the community, the youth and the community coming together, so that's a wonderful message. So everybody should definitely make an effort to make sure they encourage the youth out there to do well in school, help them, volunteer if you can, and definitely a wonderful project.